The stage is set. And we have seen the readings from Leviticus as well as, from the prophet St. Jeremiah and also the Gospel of St. John. And if you notice, in these days, more than any other, it is St. John's Gospel that is used. St. John, the beloved disciple, the closest friend of Jesus, who was with him throughout, including standing with the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Dolors, at the foot of the cross. And already all these things are unfurling, one after the other after the other. And we are very blessed that we are given the opportunity, the privilege of sharing in these mysteries, some of us more than others. And so already we see that Jesus is openly announcing, and the Pharisees and scribes are rejecting. They don't care what he says. They don't care if he raised Lazarus from the dead. They hate him. And hatred is a very horrible emotion and reality. And it usually goes against those who hold the truth. And so we too should be, in many ways, the object of the hatred of some, especially those who pretend that they are holy and pious. The Pharisees and scribes pretended that they were holy and pious. And they were scandalized at Jesus. And so they attacked him right and left. And Jesus stood there. And then when it was time, because it was not his hour yet, he just walks through them and disappears. And he goes to the house of St. Lazarus and St. Martha and St. Mary. And so today, we, in a sense, end Passiontide. And tonight and tomorrow, we begin Holy Week, the week which recalls and which allows us to participate in the mysteries of our redemption. Pay attention. Look at your missals. You cannot understand Latin. Only I in this place can understand it, maybe one other. So if you don't understand it, then what are you doing there, sitting like a bunch of lugs in your chairs? No. You need to follow your missals and follow the words so that you know what's going on. Because these are words that refer to your salvation. Your salvation. And so you must make sure that you understand and that you follow and that you realize what is going on, that Jesus Christ is about to die for you, and he wants you to be part of what he is suffering, spiritually, if not physically. So today we give thanks to God for all these blessings. And we, with Christ, we go out from the temple and we go into hiding because the hour has not yet come. In the meantime, we also celebrate today the feast of the great Franciscan Saint John de Capistrano, who led several crusades, especially the crusade against the Turks in the siege of Belgrade. And with the cross in hand on his horse, he defeated the Muslims, who ran away. They saw the cross and they were frightened. And they ran away. And other things happened. You can read it for yourselves. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.